Yeah, I think mentality's not been strong enough. I think we've times felt sorry for ourselves when things have gone against us. We haven't responded to setbacks in the game, and we've got to be tougher with ourselves. Our team's coming to Valley Parade and excited by the 18,000 crowd and raising their competitive edge. And are we going into the game thinking, well, we've got all these supports behind us that should take care of itself? Well, it doesn't. You know, we've got to do more on the pitch across the course of the game, and we'll be looking to do that tomorrow.
And you're playing a Bury team, haven't lost away from home since January.
Yeah, good side. Obviously a good side because they've had a good run. I saw them play against Wigan last week and 2-0 up, ended up drawing 2-2. We know all about them. I'm not sure what system they'll play because they've changed it from 4-4-2 to 4-5-1. But we'll have to wait and see.
And I suppose we ended Notts County's long away and beating record last season, so no. No reason why we can't do this.
Are we capable of beating Bury? The answer to that question is we are. But we've got to earn the right to win the game. It's as simple as that. And, you know, the feeling we had in the dressing room Saturday when you look around and the people who, well, the whole team would give their all. Everybody was sat there, just completely out on the feet. That's the same feeling we've got to have if we're going to win it tomorrow night. Because I do feel we've kind of felt it was just going to happen for us at home, and as a staff we've got to look at what we do from the bench, etc. But we want more, and we'll be demanding that tomorrow.
And a few people have been a little bit surprised with the teams that are setting the pace at the moment in League One. Are you not that surprised with the teams?
Well, it's a very even division. Everybody's saying that across the board. You look at Doncaster, you know, Darren's thinking he's going to get them in the playoffs still because I spoke to him after the game. He looks at the personnel they've got and he says, well, I think we're as good as anybody. And it's very difficult, you know, Burton go to Fleetwood and get beat 4-0, and anybody can beat anybody on the day.
Kyle Reid came off early at Doncaster in the second half on Saturday. Is he okay to play twice in 3 days?
Well, I said to you last week that he had the illness and the injection in his knee, so he was always only going to play a part of the game. But we've got a good replacement in Mark Marshall, who I felt was terrific against Barnsley, if needed, either to start or to come off the bench. So, we just have to monitor really, because like I said, he hasn't played a lot of first team football, but the minutes he's been on the pitch for us, he's been very effective.
And any news to extending his loan deal or keeping him longer?
Not at this stage, no.
What about Billy Clark? He's due back soon, maybe at the weekend?
Well, Billy and Josh both joined in training today, which is a massive boost for the squad to have those two out there. The quality those two possess was great. Josh is ahead of Billy because obviously Clark has been out longer, but they both train well, and they're putting themselves up to get back into the first team picture sooner rather than later.
And has the sickness bug cleared up as well?
Hopefully, yeah. No one else has reported with it since Luke James.